You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Let's find out what's going on around the world. The Rockies did come back from a 4-0 deficit last night, and they beat the Cubbies at Coors Field. Rockies have won 9 in a row at home, having a pretty good last month or so. They're going to play the Cubs again tonight. Then they have a day game against them tomorrow. So Cubs fans are out in force. But the Rockies got the win last night. There was a story going around about the number of cars that were towed from the Garth Brooks.
Surprisingly
Cubs.
Low, I thought. 60 cars?
Well, that was in that one story.
In the neighborhood.
But I read something else that said that was just from that one little neighborhood.
Okay.
They said it was a banner night, actually.
I bet.
For tow truck drivers because of, I don't know, just because 84,000
people. Parking where you could.
Because people were like, I'm just going to park. I don't care. They're not going to. Yeah. They wouldn't possibly tow me, would they?
Oh, yeah.
They did. Can I tell you a quick, funny towing story?
Yeah.
I've got a bust. He's either 16 or 17 years old. But Gretchen's daughter, Zoe, has a friend of hers, some guy. I don't know his name. But she was laughing because she said he went downtown. He's not used to going downtown. And he parked in a handicapped parking spot and didn't have the placard or anything like that and was surprised he came out and his car got towed. Mm-hmm. And what he told his family was, but I didn't feel good. I was sick and blah, blah, blah. And honestly, Jeremy, in his mind, feel well,
you park in that spot.
You park in that
if you're
spot.
Sick.
And so
that dork.
That's a true story. And we were laughing.
I have a tummy ache. I get it parked close at the mall.
Yes, exactly. He didn't feel well, and he thought that meant you park in one of those spaces.
What a maroon.
That's my favorite.
That's pretty good,
that's
though.
My favorite car towing story.
Why
after
not,
yours.
You know?
So,
right. Oh,
classic.
Why not? That's funny.
Anyway, so there's that. What else is trending?
Oh, I love these stupid national days that keep popping up on the calendar. I'm sorry, I'm a sucker for them. And today, National Corn on the Cob Day, a day dedicated fully to the corn on the cob, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah,
I like the corn on that. You put the butter and you twirl it and you twist it on the stick of butter. One of the only things I put salt on, a little salt and pepper on my corn on the cob.
Just pepper here.
Yeah.
Cook how do you
grill.
Butter it?
How do I butter it? Uh-huh. With butter?
No, but I mean how?
Like I just said, I twist it on that stick of butter. You roll it back and forth. You have the stick sitting there on the table and you just roll it on it.
Oh, I don't like
and it makes a big divot in the stick of butter.
Have you seen
devices? Hold on. What was that face?
I just don't like
judgy
it.
Judgy butter pants over there?
Yes, because
what was the and then looked away?
Because
that's a demon.
May I answer?
No!
Okay, then just fine. Just be all hurt.
No, I kind of want to know,
did
butter
you say
snob.
Judgy butter pants?
Judgy butter pants?
My rap name.
DJ Judgy Butterpants
in the house.
And another one. What? Okay, I gotta know now, since you gave me the face, the Dom disgusted face.
Well, that butter is for everyone to use for variety of things.
Butter.
And then you're taking your cob and rolling it on there.
Well, it's a fresh cob. It's warm, it's hot, it's out of the water or whatever. But that butter is designated for everyone's corn on the cob at the table. That's what it's there for. So
well,
you pass it around and everyone rolls
then
it on.
Then what happens
there.
To the rest of the
trash it.
So you're wasting 88% of the butter?
It depends on how many people you have at your party.
Not that many.
That's well, you said you're kind of lacking at friends, so.
Well, look at you all of a sudden.
I'm flush with
who in the last 3
flush
years
with butter friends.
Decided to have friends.
Just so they can come
like
over and use up my butter.
And now suddenly you're the friends expert. God.
Listen, I'm sorry if it's just you and Gretchen there rolling your butter together.
And we roll it. We don't necessarily just use it on the
and you get in her butter pans.
Well, have you ever done the trick where you butter the slice of bread?
Oh, and then you rub it on it?
You
like
take
it's a delivery.
You over butter the bread, and then you take the corn and you wrap that thing of bread around.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What are you talking about? It worked.
Then you get bread in your corn.
No, you don't get bread in your corn.
It's like
you're getting corn in your butter.
Which is the circle of life. That's how it should be.
No, you butter a slice of bread and you just
visual,
rub it.
Dom.
You're look at my
Stop
hands.
Stop doing that.
Like this. And then back and forth.
That's a big corn on the cob.
I see my
Where
cob
you buy your corn?
Is as big as yours.
That is not natural. Yeah, it's got to be injected with some hormones or something. Good God. Fun fact, the corn on the cob is also known by different names called the pole corn, the corn stick, the sweet pole, the butter pop, and the long maze.
This is the nastiest
I'm not making anything up.
This is the nastiest turning report we've ever done. And we're talking about corn on the freaking
How do
cob.
You butter your sweet pole?
Like this.
That's some long maze.
Boy, this is the best National Something Day ever.
This is why I do these things.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
I don't know if I want to do anything else now.
I'll tell you this.
Nobody cares about Tom Cruise.
No, the turning report is over. I'll tell you this.
I'll be honest with you. I want to try that bread trick, though. That's
why
different.
Wouldn't you? It works. It works perfectly. I learned that from my father.
That's good. Passed down from generation. Boy, here's how you do it. Stand back.
You pull me aside, close the door.
It's time to have the butter talk.
Son, I think you're old enough.
Your dad walks into your room with a loaf of bread. Papa, what are you doing?
Give me your cob, son. I'm going to show you how
Papa,
to be
no.
a, show you how to be a man when you eat corn on the cob.
It's just not right. He said, get in the butter, the bread on the cob.
Yeah, Dad taught me that trick.
All right.
Works. Are we done?
I want to be done. There's nothing else I can tell you that would be any sort of entertaining now.
No, I got a stomach
Nobody cares. Let's play a song.
That's the turning report.